When I arrived to be the new rector of this church in 1986, following the warm and loving tenure of Father Sam Cook, I inherited two deacons, Don Twentyman and Jed Harris. They were both summa cum laude students of diaconal training. And both being precise engineering-type personalities gave me the lovely illusion of being the one in charge. They were strong, they were smart, and they lovingly tuned me in to the ministrations that were evolving at this church at the time. Both of them are gone now, but I am absolutely certain that the table is properly set at the heavenly banquet. Jed and Emily, Gina, Tall, Stephen, and John are an extraordinary family, and you all know that at least as well as I. Wired together by love and authenticity, teaching us all about grace and generosity as we go. They're as natural at sharing themselves, at letting us in, into their lives, into their abundance, into their hearts, as anyone you'll ever meet. Jed, a guiding star in this bright constellation, will be sorely missed by those who loved him. The Harris family has chosen the Emmaus story for us to consider on this occasion. This story is, as Emily described it, a fulcrum as we teeter from sadness, grief, and uncertainty to joy, affirmation, and hope. Insightful. On that busy Emmaus road out of Jerusalem, Jesus makes a first resurrection appearance to two of his disciples. You would imagine them merging there on the road as they walked and striking up a conversation, not recognizing and certainly not expecting to see Jesus. The two disciples invite him in the story to join them for supper, for the hour is late. Jesus agrees, and at supper, Jesus blesses and breaks the bread. The disciples recognize the voice, the words, and in their amazement, they fall out of their chairs. I just threw that part in. And then they pick themselves back up, and he's gone. Where did he go? Where is he? All we know is what he left behind. The most critical and glorious affirmation, the climax, if you would, of the Emmaus story, Jesus is risen. He is alive. This affirmation launched at the table, fueled by the breaking of the bread, was the most sacred connection, the fulcrum that would infuse itself into the suppers of the faithful forevermore. The mystical resurrection presence of the Christ, whenever bread is broken, in his name, the inspiration of the ages. Jed Harris was a believer in the wonder of that mystery. Fascinating, he would say. He loved to say fascinating. He and Emily have spread their table before most of us countless times. Food, drink, laughter, and stories. A warm and spiritually resuscitating experience for all that connects us back to that resurrection experience on the Emmaus Road whenever bread is broken. I remember the first time that I sat at the supper table on Deer Island up in the Adirondacks. These suppers gathered all the guests that were there visiting that week at the invitation of the Harris family. And 16 to 25 people would show up at the dinner table. An eclectic collection of Harris acquaintances and a tribute to the Harris congeniality. That first night, that first dinner that I went to there, I sat between a New York lawyer and a rodeo clown. And I can't remember the name of the woman sitting across from me after I watched her fork in that upside down sort of European tradition eating her food. It blew me away. Anyway, after dinner, I was up half the night scribbling down sermon ideas from that experience. An Emmaus moment that I've really never forgotten. Jed Harris was a husband, a father, an uncle, a grandfather, a deacon, and a friend. He and I would visit in my office to talk about liturgical mechanics, mostly, with the various humbling corrections made. Theology, Bishop Spong, who we just loved, and various historical observations that anyone might have called obscure. He frequently showed up in his gray herringbone sport jacket, a ribbon of leather on the sleeve repairing the coat where it had frayed, elbow patches. And I once said to him, "You know, it looks to me you're about ready for a new jacket." To which he replied, "Ah, it's a Harris tweed." From his impish laughter to his stern face to the impenetrable shield that he could build around a point that he needed to make, Jed was Jed. A paragon of thoughtful impatience. Both a lamb and a bull, he could magnetize us with his intellect, his stories, and his love. We also respected Jed's struggles that he worked on passionately that led him down his spiritual road to wholeness, broken bread, and authenticity, facing cultural dynamics and social rules along the way, facing the difficult doors held shut by unoiled, rusty hinges. It was a struggle. And if Jed had been here to hear what I just said, he would say, "Oh, crap, get to the point." The point is that like the simply wonderful point in the Emmaus story, in this and so many ways, Jed made it. He walked across what was for him a critical threshold to his new day, a man highly evolved, mostly resolved. But now, Jed is gone. Husband, dad, grandpa, uncle, friend, gone. And we all know what he left behind. Love, hope, passion, and grace. And like that Emmaus story, breaks the bread that makes us whole and draws us upward, ever inspired now by his life. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.